Prime Minister Julia Gillard will meet state and territory leaders at a COAG meeting on Sunday to try to finalise the health deal that Kevin Rudd signed with them last year. The government has dropped its demand for 30% of the state's GST revenue. The emphasis will now be on primary health care and keeping people out of hospitals. A Sri Lankan family granted asylum in Australia has been split up because of the negative security assessment by ASIO. ASIO has assessed their father as a security risk. He's in Villawood Detention Centre and could stay there for years or be sent to another country. It's the 13th time that ASIO has given a negative security check to someone who's already been granted refugee status. The teenage suicide bomber has killed at least 31 soldiers at an army base in northwest Pakistan. About 40 other people were injured in the attack. Pakistani police say the bomber was dressed in a school uniform and blew himself up as dozens of army recruits took part in a morning training session. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. A small passenger plane has crashed in Ireland, killing six people. Six other people have been injured, four of them in a serious condition in hospital. The plane crash landed at Cork Airport in heavy fog and burst into flames. The airport remains closed as investigations get underway.